السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا جاء وعد أولاهما بعثنا عليكم عبادا لنا أولي بأس شديد فجاسوا خلال الديار وكان وعد مفعولا. وقال: إن أحسنتم لأنفسكم وإن أسأتم فلها. فإذا جاء وعد الآخرة ليسوءوا وجوهكم وليدخلوا المسجد كما دخلوه أول مرة وليتبروا ما علوا تتبيرا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يزال من أمتي أمة قائمة بأمر الله لا يضرهم من خذلهم ولا من خالفهم حتى يأتيهم أمر الله وهم على ذلك، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, as we know, in our Masjid al-Aqsa, the first Qibla of this Ummah, what atrocities, catastrophes, oppressions, injustice, cruelty is going on since decades, since 1948. We should remember one thing, my brothers, that everything happens through the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has control over anything and everything. Masjid al-Aqsa is very important for the Muslim Ummah from the beginning. It plays very important and significant role in the history of Islam. The history of Masjid al-Aqsa is as old as the history of human being, 5,000 years back. Because according to the hadith of Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala an, I related before also, that he said, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which masjid was built first on the surface of the earth? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Baytullah, house of Allah in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Then he said, which one is the second? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Masjid al-Aqsa. Then he asked, what is the difference time span between these two masajid? Rasulullah ﷺ replied, 40 years. So it shows, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وَضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكًا وَهُدَى لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that verily, very first house of Allah to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this planet, on this surface of the earth, which was built in city called Makkah. Makkah, the other name of Makkah is Makkah. And as we know, that first builder of Baytullah is Adam al-Islam, first human being, first Nabi of Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him down on the surface of the earth with Hazrat Hawa al-Islam, the first command came to him that you must build one house for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with the help of Jibreel alayhi salam, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam built Baytullah in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And then after 40 years, according to the explanation, he built Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem. So these two masajid were built first by Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And then after that, his son Hazrat Sam rebuilt it. There are so several times this Masjid al-Aqsa was destroyed and rebuilt, destroyed and rebuilt. And then from Nuh alayhi salam till Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, when a flood came at the time of Nuh alayhi salam, Baitullah was also destroyed, demolished, and Masjid al-Aqsa was no more on this, on the ground. All the way till Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, there was no foundation, there was no structure of Baitullah, neither there was a structure of Masjid al-Aqsa. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent wahi to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that you must go back to Makkah Mukarramah and rebuild the Baitullah. So again, with the help of Jibreel alayhi salam and with his older son Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, that way therefore Ibrahim al-Kawa'id min al-Bayt al-Ismail, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samil alim. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam rebuilt Ka'batullah on the same foundation where it was built by Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he came back to Palestine. He could not stay in Makkah Mukarramah. He had to leave his son and his beloved wife Hazrat Hajra and come back to Palestine. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him another son, Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, with his first wife Hazrat Sarah alayhi salam. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to rebuild Masjid al-Aqsa on the same foundation where it was built by Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. So here Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam rebuilt Masjid al-Aqsa with the help of younger son Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam. And Mufassirin said, between Nuh alayhi salam and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, there are about 3,000 years of difference. That much of time period already passed. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam rebuilt Masjid al-Aqsa. And then from his progeny, Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, his beloved son, and from his son was Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, that his second name was Israel. And Israel in Ibrani language is the meaning is Abdullah. You know, Isra is Abd and Ilah is Allah. So Israel, Il is meaning Allah, and Isra is Abd, Abdullah. Israel, Abdullah, just like Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil. These are all the names of the angels, meaning they are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Israel was second name of Yaqub alayhi salam. And as we know, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam has 12 sons. And he used to love Hazrat Yusuf alam, the youngest son, the most because of his beauty. He had both fonds of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. And he used to focus on him much more compared to the other sons, and used to take care of him. So this is what his 11 sons didn't like it. They felt jealousy about Yusuf alayhi salam, because Yusuf alayhi salam was from the another wife of Yaqub alayhi salam. He has two wives. So 11 sons were from the other wife, and Yusuf alayhi salam and Binyamin were from other wife, second wife. So that's why they didn't like Yusuf alayhi salam. They want to get rid of him, so they thrown him into the well of Canaan, as we know. And from there, one caravan took him to the Egypt, and there he was sold in the market, and the governor of Egypt purchased him and took him into his palace, and that's how he was, you know, abroad in the palace of governor of Egypt. Later on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him the highest position, and he became the minister of Egypt. And in his time, when Yusuf alayhi salam was minister of Egypt, there was very great drought. Famine took place in that area. The you know, rain did not come for several years. So they were all suffering in Egypt as well as in Palestine. All this area was dry area. So people were migrating because they were hungry. And as we know in Surah Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, all these 11 sons came to beg for the food because they knew, they heard about Yusuf alayhi salam, that very generously he's distributing the food packets to the poor people. So they all 11 sons came in first time, and they did not recognize Yusuf alayhi salam. But Yusuf alayhi salam recognized them and granted them the food and everything. Then he said, second time you bring your son, your other brother also. And that's how Because of the drought, this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yaqub alayhi salam and all his 11 sons, which is called Bani Israel, they all migrate from Palestine to the Egypt. And then when they started living over there, they became slaves of the Qibtis. Qibtis were the local people of Egypt, and their king was Fir'aun. And as we know, Fir'aun used to oppress and ill-treat Bani Israel. They became slaves, and they were going through very hard and difficult time. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, chosen from Bani Israel, his beloved, one of his beloved Nabi, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, granted him Nabuwat and Risalat. He became Rasul of Allah. And then he requested his elder brother, Harun alayhi salam, also to become his helper and his Nabi. So there were two Nabis together in the same time, Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam. And then they started preaching, inviting Fir'aun. We know the story. Just to cut the story short. So, because of the dua of Musa alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala said, okay, you take all your Bani Israel and you flee from here and you go back to Masjid al-Aqsa, the holy land. Right? See the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, because of the tyranny of Fir'aun, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam flee from Egypt with all his followers, Bani Israel. And Fir'aun was drowned into Red Sea with his whole army. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted victory and freedom to Bani Israel from the oppression of Fir'aun. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent wahi to Musa alayhi salam that you must take your people towards the Holy Land. Holy Land is Sham, which is called Palestine. So as they were traveling from the Egypt towards Palestine, on the way, they disobey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala said, you must go to this holy land, enter into that holy land, and you will be successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya qawm udkhulul ardal muqaddasat allati katab Allahu alaykum, O my people, you must enter into this holy land, which is called Masjid al-Sham in Baitul Maqdis. Allati katab Allahu lakum, this holy land already written for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written down for you. You go there and you enjoy your life. وَلَا تَرْتَدُّوا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِكُمْ فَتَنْقَلِبُوا خَاسِرِينَ. Don't disobey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't turn away from the command of Allah. Otherwise, you will be in great deception. But as we know, this is the wickedness of Bani Israel. They always used to disobey the prophet of the time. So here also, they did not obey the command of Musa al-Islam. And because of that disobedience of Bani Israel, as a punishment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them to run around and wander around in the valley of Tih, which is called Desert of Sinai, for 40 years. They couldn't find the route, they couldn't find the way out. They used to just walk around every day, and towards the end of the day, they used to come back to the same spot where they started their journey in the morning. So that's how they were, running around in this one valley for 40 years. And at that time, they could not work. There was only desert. There was no greeneries. There was no fruits. So they asked Musa alayhi salam, oh Musa, you ask your Allah, your Lord, to bring some food for us. So because of the dua of Musa alayhi salam, as you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to reveal manna and salwa from the heaven every day. Fresh, birds and the halwa. And they used to enjoy that food. For 40 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fed them without working. They're like in quarantine, we were at home for a whole year. We could not go to the job. Allah fed us. We are still survived, right? We are not allowed to go to businesses and work because of pandemic, but still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is a Razzaq. So in this 40 years of the period, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entertained them from the food of the Jannah. Manna and Salwa. Again they disobey. They say, oh, we are tired of this one kind of food. Bring us the, onions and lantern and all this kind of, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned Surah Al-Nisa. They are really stubborn people. So in this period of 40 years, the time of Musa alayhi salam's death come, and Israel the Malakul Mutkam in telling this is the time for you to come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said he was not given a permission to enter into the holy land. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the Anbiya alayhi salam, when the time is up, you know, إِذَا جَاءَ أَجْلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ السَّاعَةُ وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. So then Musa alayhi salam made dua, O Allah, this was my desire to go back to holy land and die in holy land. That is the virtues of the holy land. There are more than 4,000 prophets buried in this holy land. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is your time. You have to leave. And he was not entered into the holy land. So he said, Ya Allah, at least make me close to the holy land. So Allah ta'ala accepted the dua. And he was so close to holy land that if he can stand up onto the mountain, he can see Masjid al-Aqsa. He was that close. But he was not in the boundary of Jerusalem. He passed away there. Musa, Rasulullah s.a.w. said, if I would be there, I could point out this is the grave of Musa al-Islam. So he was buried outskirts of Jerusalem. Then after his death, his disciple, Hazrat Yusha al-Islam, his name was mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf, in 15th chapter, you know, that the journey of Musa al-Islam to look for the Khizr al-Islam. So that disciple, that servant of Musa al-Islam was in that journey, was Yusha al-Islam. So after the demise of Musa al-Islam, he became Prophet of Allah. And he took over and he led the army of Bani Israel. And he entered into the Jerusalem, into the Holy Land. And he fought with the king. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him victory. And he started living there in Palestine. Then he rebuilt the Masjid al-Aqsa again. So this Bani Israel came back to the Holy Land after this journey. Now they started living over there, and they became again disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they started worshipping idols and all those kind of things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the punishment sent upon them a very tyrant king from Babylon. He came and attacked Bukhtinasar, his name, Nabakht Nazir, and he killed 70,000 Jewish and looted and destroyed the Masjid al-Aqsa and took them as a slave to Babylon. There he lived for so many years as the slaves of this king, Babylonian king. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them, you know, little ease, and king of Persia, you know, attack onto the Babylon, and he won the victory, and then he freed the Jewish and allowed them to come back to Masjid al-Aqsa. This kind of things, my brothers, happened several times. What is the point over here? Point is there, whenever a Muslim were disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has snatched away Masjid al-Aqsa from them. And when they became righteous and obedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala granted them back. This is what Ulama explained, the difference between Baytullah and Baytul Maqdis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken responsibility to protect Baytullah. And that is why we know about it when Abraha, you know, from Yemen wanted to destroy Kaabatullah at the time of Abdul Muttalib, grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Abdul Muttalib said to Abraha, I don't have to worry about Baytullah. This is not my house. It is the house of Allah. Allah will take care of it by himself. I am only worried about my camels. Give me back my camels and I'm okay with that. So that was the confidence in tawakkul of Abdul Muttalib, that this is the house of Allah and Allah will protect. And Allah protected him with the small birds, as we know, Alam tarakayf fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. The whole surah was revealed. So in that surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned how Allah has protected Baytullah with the small little birds. As Masjid al-Aqsa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not taken the responsibility of the protection of Masjid al-Aqsa. It is given to the Ummah. It is given to the Muslims. That's why whenever Muslims are righteous, obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah bring them back in their hands Masjid al-Aqsa. And whenever the Muslim go astray, if they become rebellious, they disobedient to the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and start, you know, worshipping idols or doing wrong things, Allah as a punishment snatches away Baytul Maqdis from them. And it's going to continue till the last day, and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will descend in that same place in the Manarat of Damascus, the Jami Masjid of Damascus, and he will kill the child, and the, you know, the Ajuj Majuj will be killed, and then he rebuild Masjid al-Aqsa again. It's going to happen that two times Masjid al-Aqsa and Temple of Solomon was destroyed. Third time they want to rebuild the Temple of Solomon, and it will happen. It will rebuild, and it will go away again from the house, from the hands of Ummah. But towards the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring it back in the hands of the Ummah, but it will happen only in the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand this point and be obedient to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.